This is gonna hurt.
It's time for the Suffering Podcast.
Welcome back for part two of the Suffering of 3 years at Mickey's Bar and Grill for our year-end party. We really appreciate you sticking with us on this journey, and we hope you stay around for many years to come. And now for our season three finale of the Suffering Podcast.
And we're back.
We are back with part two. Part one was a wild ride. Part two's gearing up to be just as fun.
Kev, I mean, this place is, there's so many of our former guests in here that I don't know if we can get them. We may have to have a part three.
And of course, welcome to the Suffering Podcast. If you're a fan of overcoming adversity and overcoming suffering, then we're for you, because that's what we do here and that's the stories that we highlight. So do me a favor, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, please comment, and now you can join. Don't forget to follow us on all social media so you can find out exactly what we're up to. And while you're at it, if you're looking for a car, we always got to throw a shout out to our marquee sponsor, Toyota.
Absolutely.
Toyota's been with us since the beginning of video.
If it wasn't for them, there would be no us.
That is 100% correct. So if you're looking for a car, go to ToyotaHackensack.com. Let them find you a car. And we trust them.
Yeah, we don't, as cops, we don't trust too many people. But, you know,
we trust
Toyota Hackensack.
So we're back for part two. Thank you for returning for a second week. We're looking forward to some of the guests coming on. It's going to be a wild ride. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, I mean, most of you probably saw last week's episode, and there's just going to be more of that today. And we're really looking forward to seeing some of our old guests, which we consider family.
All these guests that you're going to see have overcome adversity in one way or another, and now tonight is just about having fun. So we got our first guest coming up shortly. Stick around. And we're back once again for one of our perennial guests, and that's Ashley Marie Turry. You remember Ashley? Ashley, your first one was on audio.
Audio only, yep.
And it was the suffering of, was it suffering of a transgender? Was that what it was?
Honestly, I don't remember.
I don't remember either. But it had a lot to do with that. And you were such a good sport. That's why you and your whole family has become family to us. Because we had questions for you that most people would probably be afraid to ask. And you just met them head on.
And she was totally open and honest. And, you know, I asked her if she duct tapes it between her legs and all this, and she was good with it, too. But she didn't get mad at me.
But those questions,
that's the first time I didn't get almost hit by someone.
But those were the questions that people have. And if you answer those questions, and it disarms everybody and allows them to accept you for who you are, because you're a really great person, and I can attest to that, and I'll stand by that till the day I die. It doesn't matter what you were born as or what you are now. It's what you think of yourself today. And what we think of you, that's what matters the most, right?
I think it's all on someone. I think it's all on someone's heart.
Yeah.
If you have a good heart, you're a good person. To me, it doesn't matter what you do, where you come from. If you have a good heart, you're a good person. And Ashley, you have a great heart.
Thank you.
But one question only. When we first contacted you about doing this, what was your thoughts?
I was concerned. I was pretty worried because I am pretty open about it, but to do this on air, on a podcast for thousands of people to see and listen to.
Well, back then there was hundreds.
Well,
yeah,
that's not what I was thinking at the time. I was like, oh my God, thousands of people are going to see this.
You're not on the marquee at the Palladium back in those days, but you know, we were doing okay.
Like I said, I mean, it had to be tough for you, and I know you conferred with your brother Mark about coming on, right?
Oh, you're on a background check on both of you.
Yeah.
Do I got any outstanding warrants?
No, you're good.
I'm good. Okay, good. I make sure I pay all my parking tickets.
You do have that easy pass problem, though.
I figured that.
Yeah, I'm in collections for them. I just ignore them.
If you run away from the suffering, the prairie fire will grow and grow. I had to work that in there.
I know, episode 9.
I gave the opportunity.
Yes, that was a layup. That's all that was.
Good segue.
But what finally did it for you? What finally said, okay, I can do this?
Well, you guys made it very comfortable. You weren't pushy. You were very relaxed. And then Eric had supported you guys. And I was like, you know what? What the hell? Let's go for it.
We had the extra pressure because of your relationship with Eric. We had to make sure we did you justice. We really did. We had to make sure we did you justice and put out a show that was not only telling the type of person that you are, but also talking about your struggles. You went through hell. You really did.
Because if not, Eric would have thrown me out of the house.
Yeah.
So we had to do it.
But I will tell this. I just threw my magazines that I write for a curveball with you. Okay, so rich man, rich woman. I wrote that article about you. I'm praying it goes in Rich Woman, but I don't have a say in that. It could go either way. It could go either way.
Maybe it'll, like, if you put the two magazines like this, maybe it'll go right here.
Yeah.
Well, I put them.
Just publish it in both. Cross-pollinating.
Rich. Question mark.
Rich person. But I threw them a curveball because there's a reason I did it, and it was a purposeful reason because I wanted you see yourself as a woman. I wanted everybody else to see you as a woman too. Okay, and that's the reason why I wrote that article. Because when you read that article, it's going to talk about how good your heart is. Thank Everything you. Else doesn't really matter. But, you know, what was your favorite moment when you came in? You came in twice. So you were in with your brother Mark, Family Dynamics. And by the way, you put your parents through hell. All three of you kids parents through hell.
No kidding.
What was your favorite moment out of the two shows that you've been on with us?
Seeing me.
The ball busting.
You know, and that's what it's all about. You know, we talk about some dark stuff, and you got to make light of it. Yeah. You know, if we just sat there and talked about everybody's depth of their suffering, we'd probably all be, like, hanging up right now, you know? So we got to laugh about it.
So with you and your brother, I speak to you the same way I would speak to anybody else. Because for me to treat you with kid gloves because of your transition or because of Mark's sexuality or anything like that would make me very hypocritical. You're my friends. You're my family. And I'm going to speak to you just like you're my friends and my family. Okay? I'm not going to treat you any different than I would anybody else. And that's important to me. I don't know if that comes through at all. But
it does.
But that's why you and your family have come so close to me. And now with a new brother, Mark, who always gives me the stink eye over there.
And a soon-to-be brother.
The whole time, you know. It's not new.
And a soon-to-be brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Nick would be new.
Nick, well, after in their upcoming nuptials. By the way, I can't wait to go to that wedding. I cannot wait to go to that wedding.
Kevin already bought a dress.
Yes. I'm going to confuse the shit out of everybody there.
It's going to be half dress, half tuxedo.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, it's going to be a line right down the face.
You're going to have to protect yourself then.
Oh, dear Lord.
With an open back.
I need an escort to my car later on.
Yeah, me.
Ah, there you go.
So is there anything that you haven't seen that you would like to see us do?
Nick,
Andrew chiming in.
Wow.
Andrew chiming in.
The suffering. Can I second that?
The suffering of not getting what you want.
Comments from the Puerto Rican front.
Oh, you're out. You're shit out of luck, pal, because I don't drink anymore, so, you know.
That doesn't stop me.
Anything you want to plug?
Hey, Nick, I'll give him some of this.
Yeah, sure. I used to have a little crazy attitude when I drank that. I ruined it for everybody. Anything you want to plug? Anything you want to throw out?
Just the same thing I mentioned for the article, that Newbridge Medical Center really helped me through a lot of my struggling. Obviously, I hated it in the moment, but it was help that I needed.
And you're working on them in what capacity? You're working with them in what capacity?
Just as like an advisor, they're trying to reach out to the LGBTQ community more.
XYZ? We limit it to the Q.
IA++.
We ended at the Q. That's it.
Did Listen. They put another plus on there yet? Because it's a plus...
QIA plus.
How about we either go with humans or Americans, and just leave it at that. Treat them like human beings. Treat everybody like a human being. Treat everybody like an American in this country, and then have respect for everybody. How's that?
That would be too easy.
Let's just respect everybody.
Yeah.
Except
him.
I tell people all the time. Treat me like a gentleman. I'll treat you like a gentleman. Treat me like an asshole. I'm gonna be treated like an asshole.
So you treat most people like assholes?
Yeah, pretty much so.
Ashley, thank you so much for everything you do. Thank you for all your support. We really appreciate you and your whole family. And I'm looking forward to where you're going to go and the things that you're going to do.
Thank you.
Ashley, thank you for being you. Thank you for being you.
And we might be back. I got to go hide from somebody eyeballing me over to my left. But we'll be back.
Well, that's why we're holding Mark on until last. So.
Yeah, I know.
Nick could walk you out to the car.
See you in a few.
Oh, no.
Don't say anything. Let's just stand there.
Now you get to go.
Now I go?
I'm
getting yelled at constantly by my producer, Andrew Santiago, for him being too slow.
Well, because his wife's here, so he's trying to show that he's, like, in charge.
Yeah,
he's showing off for Katya.
But we have somebody who's very special to me, and I don't know how special,
special
he is to Mike.
You.
I don't know how special he is to Mike, but that's Mr. Frank Felice. He's the gentleman who lends me his son every Wednesday night to record a passion, that a passion project that him and I put together through hard work, sweat equity, blood, sweat, and tears, all of the above. Thank you for always supporting
it's
us.
My pleasure, but you can keep him.
Your son, so let's go back 3 years.
Hey, Dad, could you at least, like if a millionaire said that, could you at least say to the millionaire, you can keep him?
But pay me for him.
Kevin's got no money. I mean,
yeah, I got no money. So let's go back 3 years. Your son comes up to you, he's been through some crap, says, hey, listen, I'm going to do this podcast with this guy. What's going through your head? You're a businessman.
Well, I knew that Michael, being Michael, he could handle it. Not knowing you, but I figured if he knows you, you got to do the same thing.
Did you give him any words of wisdom, though?
Yeah, you know what he told me? Get an attorney.
Get an attorney.
Get an attorney. You need an attorney. You gotta. Okay, Dad.
Hopefully, in season 4, we're gonna get an attorney and make this legal.
Yeah.
It's not legal?
No, it's not legal. No. We're living in sin. Let's put it that way.
I'll see. I had enough trouble.
So seriously, you know, did you have a hesitancy? Did you know what it is, first of all? You're of an age where podcasts weren't around.
No, I knew what it was. I was, like I said, I was proud of him. When you asked me that day, I said, of course I'll do it.
Yeah.
You know, anything I could do to help you or Michael, or my sons, I would do.
Like I said, my father's been our biggest fan.
I know
since
he has.
Like day one.
He's always at every event.
Yeah.
He's always there to give us an encouraging word. He's never said anything disparaging, like, hey, what do you do that stuff for? You know, as parents would normally do.
I mean, he's called me an asshole a couple of times, like for pissing off Jerry
Cooney. I can tell you stories of Michael, I tell him. They didn't call him the pit bull for nothing in the club.
But one thing, we're not going to mention any names on this episode. No names.
No names.
No names. No Skinny Joe, no Frankie the Mook, none of whatever it is.
Talk about the football wedding again?
that was Tony the Horse.
No names. I wanted Tony the Horse.
Well, Tony the Horse ain't around, so I don't have to.
Oh, you can say whatever you want.
I can say what I want.
But when we were talking about bringing you in as a show, I wanted to do it for my partner, as you know, because he talks so fondly of you. My father this, my father that. It was almost like it was what little I could do for Mike. To bring him in there to get some of these stories out for the world to hear that he had heard his entire life. And it was really important. It was important to me, and I know it was important to Mike. And that's why I wanted to have your other son, Frank, in there to talk about these little things. And your clip that I put together for one of the episodes was walking through the restaurant in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Because that's the way we used to go to the Copa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Coming in the kitchen. We thought that was normal.
That was the good old days.
What was your favorite moment of your episode?
Excuse me?
What was your favorite moment that you had while recording your episode?
Just being weird, knowing I could help Michael. I really enjoyed it. I'm never lost for words. So if I knew I could help, I could tell Michael, anything you want me to do, I'll do.
I always
fun
said,
season 4?
No, I'm okay. I always said it's because of this man that I am the man I am today. Whether that's good or bad, I don't know.
He was talking about when he had to suffer and struggle putting you through Seton Hall, but luckily it was 1937, and I think it was like $1.25 to get in.
No, it was $1.15.
$1.15. And inflation, it just...
Everything is equal.
Yeah. Well, back then it was a lot of... Whatever it was.
It was a lot of money.
It was a lot of money. It was a lot of money. And,
but
you know,
like I said, it's because of my father that I am the man I am today. Everything he did for me in my life, I mean...
Don't say that. The poor man's going to think you failed.
I can say it. I guess I didn't do a good job, though.
Well, he always said, I'm just like him.
Right? Oh, yeah. I can't yell at him. He's just like me.
But I'll tell you one thing you did give him. You gave him an entrepreneurial spirit. Because you were an entrepreneur. You were always looking to do what's best for you and your family, financially as well as business-wise. And I know that you've instilled that into Michael.
Well, the difference is, I tell him and his brother, they probably wouldn't have the club. I couldn't rub 2 nickels together. I heard my, I was working for my partners, working for them. I heard them talking about opening up a club. So naturally, I said, like, hey, open up a club. Right away, I said, what are you talking about? I said, look, let's not kill one another. I heard you talking. You want a partner? I'm in. So he said, yeah. I said, now where'd I get the money from? I was broke. I was just divorced. I was working in the Copacabana. I was doing every odd. I only went to Brooklyn because nobody wanted to work in Brooklyn. Nobody wanted to go. Everybody's afraid of Brooklyn. Oh, we ain't gonna work up. I ain't afraid of nobody.
See, and that sums up Mr. Frank Feliz. I will always call you Mr. Frank Feliz. I don't care what you tell me to do. You're a man who deserves respect. You've certainly earned it. And thank you so much for being a part of this. Now, is there anything that we haven't covered you think you'd want to see, you'd be interested in seeing? Because I know you're a once-a-week viewer. You view full episodes.
He goes to his friend Jed's house and watches.
He just watched the
Tony Woods episode.
Oh, Tony Woods. Yeah, Tony's.
Jed was laid up for a little while, so my father doesn't know the internet is out there yet. So he has
I know Tony Woods when it was Stanley Woods.
You got to look for us on the Google. And also, here's another thing, and I want to throw this out. You have supported us through and through, even going to our marquee sponsor, Toyota of Hackensack, to get your car.
That's where I got my car.
And we do appreciate everything.
I went there one day, and I said, I know the guy that has the station.
They were like, huh?
He drove here the whole way with the sunroof open because he didn't want to close it. Yeah, yeah. All these buttons.
It was the only car I looked at. I got it, I liked it, and I bought it.
You're a man who knows what he likes. And I do appreciate you. I appreciate you keep sticking with us. And where do you see where we take this next?
You know, Kev, I can tell you that the proudest moment my father had with this podcast, when we're at San Vito in Bayonne.
Oh, when a woman, yeah.
The guy kept staring at me all day. And when I got to leave, the guy says, are you the guy from that podcast? My father's face, he just like brightened up.
Yeah, that's the truth. I said, how did you pick him out? I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. The guy knew him in a restaurant. He knew exactly. He said,
yeah.
And I want to thank you. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you, Mr.
Oh, I appreciate being on.
You know, Dad, I can't thank you enough for everything you've done for me.
No,
I can't thank you
just
enough.
Just being you is enough.
I am.
No, not, no. I want to
be someone else.
That. Just being a person, that's enough. Not being you, but being a person.
Like I said, I'm the person I am today because of you.
And that's what the show is all about. We'll be right back. And we are back with our next guest. Recent guest, the most recent guest, that's Karen Rosato. You'll notice that Karen, what was it, 2, 3, 4 weeks ago that you aired?
Yep.
A couple guys come, we were introduced to a mutual friend, a couple guys come to you and say, hey, listen, you want to come and bare your soul to two complete strangers?
Two idiots sitting behind the mic.
Though. Yeah. But what did you think? Like, what was going on in your head? Because this was the first podcast you ever did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes it the best podcast you ever did.
Yeah,
this is true.
For sure. No, it
by
really
default.
Was, though, and all my friends had commented, you guys have, like, such a good way of, like, getting people down to, like, you know, the most intimate things. So, no,
well, we
was
get
the best
people
podcast.
To make them feel like themselves.
Yes.
You know, it's a very comfortable atmosphere, and, you know, we don't judge people, and we just let them bare their souls to us.
Yeah. And that's the thing. People won't do it if they don't feel comfortable.
They'll shut down.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get surface stuff. We want to go just to the edge of making you, you know, we don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, but we want to get your story out there.
Yeah.
Because your story is not something that nobody's ever experienced. You know, we have had a couple of those in here, but a lot of people will have lymphoma. But the way you're dealing with it was so important to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know our friend Rory, it's done a lot for him.
Yeah.
And he's one of my weekly calls. You know, I'll call him once a week and just say, hey, how you doing? You know,
yeah.
That's what this show's done for me.
Yeah.
Has anybody reached out to you because of your episode and said, wow, that's refreshing?
It's been the same anchor people that I have, but
well,
I don't
because
think
we didn't put your phone number over. You know, if we put your phone number out there, that yeah. people would have called
it's
you.
In the, we put it on the bathroom wall so people call you.
No, just
put
figure
it
in the bottom, out between all the numbers that are there, yeah. which
put
one's
in the
mine.
Bottom third next week.
Yeah.
But I had a good feedback, I think, and even people that commented that I didn't know, it was just it's just humbling to see that people can see a vulnerable side of somebody and connect with something that they're able to push you more forward. And I didn't get anything negative, so that was really good for me.
Did your family watch the episode at all?
Yeah, my dad, when I walked in, he's like, "Fire pokers, huh?" He's like, "Really?" I'm
the
like,
most...
that's what you took from the whole show?
Yeah, exactly. From the whole hour show, he took
right.
out the fire poker.
I thought I heard it all, but yeah. when somebody shoves a fire poker up their ass, I'm like, wow,
yeah.
that's commitment.
Nick, calm
yeah.
down.
Yeah. That's commitment.
What'd your father think of the show, though? Did he?
No, he liked it. Yeah, he was. And I haven't even like sat and like, you know, I gave them pieces because in the beginning we were on a little bit of opposite sides, and so he kind of came down to my level and my sister's level and understood, and he got behind me a lot more and supported me. But I still have not sat down and broke everything down, especially the dream of my foster mother having cancer. So I warned them before that. I was like, listen, like, I didn't tell you about this because I didn't want mom to freak out and think she had cancer. So, but it's on there, just so you know. But I think she's fine. So,
one of the greatest things that we're able to do as a show, because we have so many different friends, is somebody's got to get their muffler fixed. Is
I thought it was you. I thought it was the chicken you ate before.
Bad chicken. We have all these new friends, and we don't know everything, but we might know somebody that has a little bit more knowledge than you. Can we talk about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't want to go the traditional Western route with your care and your treatment. And just watch the show and you'll understand why. So we were able to connect you with a friend of mine in Canada to get you medication and send it to your door.
Yeah.
And does it fit in? Does it align with your method of treatments?
Yeah, so I'll touch on it a little bit. I don't know if people want to go that deep. But so I've taken the capsules, which are extracted oil from cannabis that are encapsulated, and it gets you, I mean, really, really high.
He told me, when I asked him, what are your side effects? Because it's always diarrhea, it's this stuff. He goes, no, you're going to get high as shit.
Yeah, well, you know, and I did.
I knew a guy who did that once. And he went out walking and couldn't put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah. That's what that stuff will do to you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's how it was. I took it and then I watched some comedy and I thought it would kick in. And it didn't kick in right away. And the comedy wasn't that funny.
Let's watch The Wizard of Oz next time you take one.
Oh, man. That'll put me in another state.
But after a half hour, the comedy got so much funnier.
It didn't. Usually it takes a half an hour.
With the bag
like
of potato chips and laughing.
Oh,
and
you get the munchies. So I went to bed and then I woke up in the middle of the night to pee. And that's when I couldn't walk. And I'm like, oh, I'm high. I'm really high. Like, I was swaying getting to the bathroom. But it's interesting because I've heard somebody speak about having alternate states and going into, like, people that do heavy meditation, they get into, like, what they call theta, and that's where you can ask for healing in that process. That's where you can connect spiritually. So when I was sleeping, I went into what I believe is a theta state, and it brought me... I've heard you can ask what started my cancer before you go into a theta, and they'll show you. They'll give you the map of anything that's not physical. Well, you might get physical stuff, but a lot of spiritual stuff.
It wasn't a studio in Pompton Plains, New Jersey that gave you.
Not yet. Okay. No, that didn't come up yet.
Because Mike's always coughing. I'm always wondering.
Yeah,
and my nose runs when I get up there all the time. Yeah. And, you notice my nose hasn't run yet since we've been here. It must be the...
It's me.
Maybe it's Puerto Ricans.
I'm healing.
You could be highly allergic to the islands.
Yeah.
It's something with the sand.
Puerto Ricans, Costa Ricans.
If you're looking back at your show, is there one moment that stands out to you as your favorite, where you're like, wow, you know, I really got my point across on that one?
I think about the way I lost my career was a big thing, and that started the snowball effect of... Well, it didn't start it, but it was a big piece of this. And so watching that unfold into the diagnosis of the cancer, it really helped me put, like, you know, you're in survival mode, so you don't really break it down, right? So I think when we were talking in the podcast, when I actually laid it out, the fact that I lost my grandmother, then I lost my
Yeah, you had a whole cousin. Series of incidents.
Yeah, I lost my career. Yeah. I lost my uncle who I was really close with, and I lost a friend, and I was just like, oh, wow, I didn't even piece that together of how much grief and suffering I had, and I definitely didn't sit there and process it. That's for sure.
When you watched the episode and you heard yourself telling that story, was it like a holy shit moment? Like,
yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, because even when I said it, I don't think I internalized it. It was looking back, and I'm like, wow, I didn't have a moment to stop and
you
think,
did
process.
Unbelievable that you actually came across, as you've been doing these shows and telling your story, you had it, you were able to get across so well that if this was your first show, I think you got a big future in telling this story, because I know a lot of people get hope from it as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. On the way home, I called Kevin, because generally we'll talk on the way home, and I said, that's one strong woman right there.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's, like I said, it's fantastic.
Thank you.
Watching our show, is there anything on there that maybe we haven't covered that you think you might want to say?
Good question.
Strippers. Strippers.
You know what? They have some interesting stories, though.
I'm sure. Oh, yes, they do.
You know what? I mean, after this, maybe we'll go to, like, one of the strip places.
Recruit them?
See if we could recruit them.
They got that one right over there that my friend showed me.
You're going to have to pay for it, though. They don't like telling their stories for free.
Well, good luck. That's it. We don't need to hear one that bad. Is there anything you want to throw out for a plug?
You know what? I can't think of anything. Say a prayer for me. It goes more than people think. Good prayer.
Listen,
thought.
Prayers go long ways,
they
and
really
since
do.
We met you, I know Kevin prays for you all the time, and
that's awesome.
I have a whole list of people that I really, and this is no bullshit. This is not me trying to bit or trying to be funny.
Yeah.
There is a whole list of people that I pray for on a daily basis. You're definitely on that list.
Yeah.
You're way too young to have anything this horrible happen to you, but I do want to tell you that. Your connection to your newfound medication is due to a anonymous benefactor.
Yeah.
That, and these are relationships that we foster, and this is what the power of prayer does.
Yeah.
I'm a
divine intervention.
Yeah.
Divine intervention. There
so
are
you
no
have like a mental altar. You have a list of people.
I'm mental, all right. I'm mental, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put awesome. Mental and Kevin in the same sentence. And
yeah.
Always works out.
I have a strong faith base.
Yeah.
That's what I have. I have a strong faith base, and I believe in the power of positive thought.
Same.
Karen, I thank you so much. I can't wait to have you back when this stuff has been eradicated from your body.
I'm excited for that.
When you beat it.
Yeah.
The day you get that.
You guys are my roster. I have a very small roster of the people that I'm going to call when I beat it.
Generally, we're on a roster of people that they want to kill.
I get.
This is the first time we made a good list.
My one caveat for getting her connected with this new form of medication was I want to be updated because for not only I do want to cure yours as well, but just think about the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
People who we love, people who we don't even know who need this treatment, and it's out there and it's ready to go.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, and we're going to be right back.
And welcome back.
You're going to want to hang around for this one, this segment.
Yeah.
We're sitting here with Mackie Lawless, and for those of you out there, what's her Instagram title?
Mackie Smacky.
What's
not telling.
No. You'll see her every week on Instagram Live because her boyfriend forces her to watch Instagram Live, and you'll see her hashtag Mike's Army because ugly over here.
We haven't done that in a while.
I try to be first.
No. You try to be first. Tom beats you.
You're about 19th
Tom beats me
today.
Every time.
That's because Tom was logged on to Instagram
you,
Live
Tom.
3 days prior.
Yeah. Tom logged on at 12 o'clock this afternoon.
So, Mackie, it's important for you to come on, you know, because you've watched the show grow from the very beginning. You've watched
not necessarily the very beginning.
Not the very beginning, but early
when
on
we were
enough,
still in the basement.
When we were still in the basement, you've watched this thing grow. You get involved with Ugly over here, and I'm just going to kill him.
He's so handsome.
No, that's not funny.
To me. Not to me. You're getting involved with this mutant sitting next to me. Basement gremlin. I do
basement
like that name.
Gremlin.
So
you're not supposed to laugh
not for long.
On my behalf.
That's what the NFL is, not for long.
Yeah.
Okay, so you find out that he does this thing with this guy in a basement.
She was instantly hooked.
And what's going on in your head?
You got a podcast?
In all seriousness, what's going on in your head? It's just like a fun thing, let him do his thing, or it's...
I mean, in all honesty, at first I was like, oh, that's great. Like, go do it. Like, if it's something that helps you, like, help other people, I think that's phenomenal. And then I watched a few episodes, and I'm like, holy crap, like, this is good stuff, you know? And I get the feedback from him. They're like, oh, Kevin got this text from this guy, or this or that. Or you get a text from a guy, like, it helped him. He's staring at his drawer. He's doing this, he's doing that. And, like, you help someone. Something like this, I feel like you help a lot of people that you don't even realize. Yeah. So I think it's
amazing. It helps Mackie go to sleep. she puts a podcast on, she's snoring
that
the first
not
5 minutes.
That's not true.
No, it's at least 10 minutes in. Hey, as long as we're getting 10 minutes of
free
time,
we're good.
But so is any one show stand out to you as one of your favorites?
The one I think that touched my heart the most was Gene Halberger.
I think that's the one that touched most people's hearts.
Yeah.
Still touches my heart till today.
So, and I know we did a lot. We did that same thing for Gene. This is how I know, okay? He has been through the most unbearable suffering that I can possibly imagine. I can't fathom what he went through. Yet.
And I don't ever want to fathom.
Correct. Yet, Gene will take the time out of his day occasionally to either call me, text me, or just something simple as like, hey, this is great. That means the world to us when somebody takes the time out of the busy day going through what they went through, and that's what's important to us.
Oh, and another one that was great was
Mike DePalma.
Bobby Cordell.
That's a Homer answer.
No,
because she's friends with Bobby Cordell.
Of course, I am. I'm very good friends with Bobby and Kara.
Which one?
He's been on three times.
The first one, only because I have been friends with them for years. I've been in the situation with them. Like, I mean, not what Bobby was going through, but we were friends, and you know, all that was going on around what was going on with us, and it was amazing to hear snippets of, like, yeah, I'm gonna go to the supermarket. I'm gonna go pick up something. Carrie, you need dip? Okay, boom. I'm gonna go, and then so it's.
And then you realize why he was running out.
Exactly, and he's
like
such
a
wonderful person.
We lived that. You know, we saw what Bobby was going through. For him to overcome all that, and
I saw it firsthand.
To be so open about it.
Well, it's hard to look past certain things with Bobby because his love language is breaking the balls. That's his love language.
He's the best. No.
You
Bobby
never know when he's serious
amazing.
Or not. Yeah.
Amazing.
Just gotta stop making fun of my forehead.
Yeah. But the best is he's a ball breaker.
Yeah, that's.
You know
but
what I mean?
But that's how he shows he cares about you because that's just his.
If
love
he doesn't break your balls, he does not like you.
True. But see, the thing with Bobby is you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You know, he's a true person. You know what you're getting when you deal with Bobby.
Yes.
You're not getting anything
bad. He made up the thing with the whole, with P.B. Herman, Large Marge sent you. I just saw something on TikTok the other day. I just screenshot it and sent it to him yesterday. And it's 30 years, Large Marge sent you. And I sent you, I'm like, haha, it made me think of you. And he was like, oh my God.
But those little things mean the world to somebody like Bobby because he knows people are watching.
Yep.
And so what if this guy comes home and says, hey, listen, Kevin and I are out doing the podcast full time.
From Aruba.
Okay.
From Aruba, I'm in. I have to go too.
Okay. To build this and go to Aruba.
If you guys are doing the podcast full time, I would need a little more insight of what's going to happen and how it's going to work.
We travel. We're going to get an RV, and we're going to travel coast to coast. And it's just going to...
It's going to be like the Madden Cruiser. You remember John Madden had the Madden Cruiser?
You're coming with us, Andrew. Don't worry about it.
Andrew,
you need somebody
can go,
to film
but
it.
I can't go. I don't like that.
No, this guy's only trip. Don't worry. We'll be back like for a week out of 3 months. No,
I think it would be awesome if you guys did like a road trip for a certain amount of time.
You heard it.
And you go, like, around the United States or whatever, that I think would be a very cool
You
idea.
Heard it.
All right, but when I come home and I say, we're going on a road trip, so how long are you going to be gone? What are you going to do? Are you going to be girls there?
We're just following your lead. So you heard it here. Mackie is proposing a Suffering Podcast road trip.
You get like a nice big RV.
You know,
I think that would be great.
Then we need a roadie.
Kevin and I had talked about this. We were going to do strip clubs across the country.
No, not strip clubs. Because you're giving your money to them.
You didn't say there would be male strip clubs. Is that all right?
You said road trips, and we do strip clubs in every state to see how the girls deal with it. No.
For the Suffering Podcast, you do a road trip. You put it on like the internet and everything, where you're going to be, where you're going to stop. People will show up.
Sounds like a good idea.
If you want to go to a strip club, go to a strip club, have fun. But they ain't coming home with you at the end.
That sound, there's a little venom behind that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, Mackie, thank you so much for lending me your guy.
You're putting me on the spot.
Every Wednesday. Well, that's what we're all about.
Yeah.
It's all about, you got to get out of your comfort zone every once in a while.
Okay.
Listen,
my heart is like pounding right
and
now.
And that's why we do it, because when you're put on the spot, that's the real you.
Yeah.
You don't have time to fake.
Well, thank you so much for lending me your guy every Wednesday.
No problem.
Is the real Mackie. There's no faking it.
My heart is like pounding right now.
Don't worry about it. It's going to come out great. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we will be right back with our last guest of the evening.
Good night.
Can we start now?
Can we? Are you sure you're not playing around with your hand claps?
We've only had, 17 people on here, and each of
And we are back once again.
Waka, 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 waka. Pac-Man.
We are back once again. This is our final guest of the evening.
Guests. You say the best.
Two of my favorite people in the world, in all honesty, and that's Mark and Nick. We talk about them all the time. They've been ultra supportive of us. They always are there when we need them. If Mark and I will talk on the phone and bounce stuff off of each other, they introduced us to so many different people. They were the reason that Ashley, Mark's sister, felt comfortable to come in there. Thank you both so much for being who you are. Really do appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys for doing what you're doing.
You know, and like I said to Ashley, thank you for being you. You know, you guys are true people, and that's what Ashley is like. And I don't like fake people. People.
She's been much better placed than she was on your show.
Well, I mean, you said when she went in the hospital, you said your brother went in the hospital and your sister came out.
Yeah, that's
true. I use your line when in reference to her. They're like, well, if you think you're confused, and it gets into that. I sent my brother to the hospital, came out my sister. So yeah, none of it makes sense. But your episode when you were in for, I think we called it the gay firefighter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sort of gave it away. There was no mystery.
Yeah, there's really no mystery in it.
But well, here's what I found out. Here's what I found out about both of you. You, it doesn't matter what your sexuality is. You're good, caring people who just want to help other people.
That's right.
Okay. And then when you brought Dr. Miglietta in, which that'll give it away.
You got that right.
I did.
That was
pretty cool.
No, I'm impressed.
Well, he
pronounced an Italian
good
name.
Things. I better get it right. But that's coming up in season 4, which is going to blow everybody away. So the work you're doing with him is outstanding. So it doesn't matter what your sexuality is. I shouldn't even have called that. I should have changed the name of that to just...
Well, you did by the end of the episode.
Yeah, it's just you're a firefighter. That's all you are. You're just a good person.
You don't have to be labeled. Whether you're gay, it would be like saying the suffering of a black firefighter or a white firefighter. Why do we have to label people? You know what I'm saying?
It just adds another level of classification. It makes people feel more comfortable. But I do want to talk about, you two have something coming up that I cannot wait for.
I wish it was like next week.
Yeah, this is going to be
feel like next week.
The most fun I've ever had in my life, and you two, your upcoming nuptials. I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so happy. I'm against it. But I'm so happy, I'm so proud of you guys that you guys found each other and you guys are going to celebrate it.
Yeah, we're excited. Nick can't wait to have his first dance with you.
I'm giving Nick away. He's coming down.
Kevin's walking him down the aisle.
I'm walking
Kevin's
him down
the aisle.
And there's Nick making it weird.
Did you guys get the extra, like the queen-size bed? So Kevin could come stay in the suite that night after.
See how tall he is? We had to get a king.
We don't play Puerto Rican family.
We get a
and that's three in the bed,
out.
Right, Andrew?
Stop cutting us short.
When I approached you about you coming in, speaking about your particular your actions as a firefighter, as a trauma medic, what did you think? What was going through your head?
Well, I was excited. at first, when my sister brought you guys up, I was like, who are these two weirdos in a basement that want to lure you down into some town I never even heard of?
We're still two weirdos, but now we're on the second floor.
Yes, yes. You're higher up, and you know, video now, so we can all watch. Did a little research on you guys, listened to the few episodes, and I was like, okay, these guys are solid. They're making a difference. So when I got the phone call that you wanted me to come on the show, I was caught off guard, but I was honored.
It was a big deal. I mean, because we had never done anything like that before. But ultimately, I just wanted to show that there are certain things in life where sexuality doesn't play into it.
You know, like I said,
it's
all about the heart. I said it before. It's all about your heart. I don't care who you are or what you are. If you got a good heart, you're a good person. Was it Mark's episode that we got that feedback from the one guy who said, I can't believe you did that.
That was the most negative, positive comment we ever got in our life. We had this guy, and he's American, but he's living in the Philippines.
And he was a super fan of the show.
Oh, he was all over us. The minute we had you on there, I can't believe you're promoting that shit. I'll never listen to you again. And I'm like, good.
Goodbye.
Good. Bye-bye. You don't want somebody listening like that who's so close-minded that they're not even going to listen.
Good riddance.
I would be lying to you if I told you I agreed with everything that every person we had on the show, their values, their views. I don't. But what I am willing to do, and what Mike's willing to do, is we're willing to listen.
Right.
And that's all it is.
Get your story out there. You know, like I said, we've had people on where we didn't agree with them all the time.
No.
But your story is someone else's story also.
Right. It could help someone else out. A lot of people go through similar subjects that you guys are bringing forward.
It's opening up the conversation. That's all we want to do is be able to open up a conversation and have an open dialogue. I learned a lot.
Well, we know you learned a lot from our family.
I am still so confused by your family. I
feel so bad for your parents.
Well, you're going to meet them in March, so you can try to get them on the show.
I am going to talk to them and your mother and father, I might just go up and hug them.
You've been through so much.
Kev, you know what's funny? The only shot their parents have of having a grandchild is from Ashley.
That still got me confused.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good question. With your upcoming nuptials, are you guys planning to have children?
No.
No.
Wow, that was a quick no. A quick Nick no.
I will tell you this. It is one of the great joys of my life. That's all I'm going to throw out there.
See, for you it was easy. For us, it'd be expensive.
Yeah, you go to one of those third world countries. They're cheap.
That's
cheap, man. You can get you can pick one up for like $1.25.
Oh, Jesus.
It's no problem. But no, I like that because it's not a nuclear family. It's not considered a nuclear family, but it will be something that binds you together. But it also could be something that tears you apart as well. So I understand Nick's point of view where he says no. On your particular episode, does anything stick out to you as either a good message you got across or something you had a lot of fun with?
Oh, I enjoyed Nick picking on you all night long.
Oh, so did I. I thought that was great. I had so much fun. We still talk about that.
Just getting the message across that it doesn't matter who somebody is as long as they can do their job.
And you've done some great things with Glisten.
Yep.
You've done some great things with Glisten. You're still working?
Yep, still the chairman from North Jersey.
Okay, good. What do you got coming up with them?
What did we just have? Yeah, I think they just had Day of Silence. There's a whole bunch of GSA forums that are going out right now around New Jersey, so Glisten's working really strong with the youth and the schools.
Do you ever envision a world where those types of organizations are no longer needed?
No, because hate is always going to be there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. One day, hopefully, we all become a little bit more educated, a little bit more open-minded, where organizations to protect those marginalized are no longer needed.
It'd be nice to see it.
Yeah.
It would be nice in our lifetime. Yeah, I don't think we'll ever see that. Because people are so opinionated, you know, and I mean, they're so set in their ways, they just can't see outside their own little box, which I think is disgusting.
People can't even get through a four-way intersection without wanting to kill each other.
I can't even make it through a podcast without Nick eyeballing me.
That's your fault. You go to the gym every morning at 3 a.m.
Well, it's you got to.
What gym?
Nick, come on, you've followed him before.
The gym in North Arlington. That's where.
Yeah, Retro Fitness.
Retro Fitness in North Arlington.
Hey, just don't go to north of Route 4. they're four blocks in from
Route 4.
I'm excited to have you guys in our family. I really am, from the bottom of my heart.
You guys have been such big supporters of the podcast, and believe me, from the bottom of my heart, Kevin and I talk about you all the time. We love you guys.
Well, you guys are family to us now.
We're 100% behind you. Looking so forward to the wedding.
It's going to be one hell of a party.
It is going to be a blast.
Which comes with some consequences. So the next, if anybody fucks with you, they fuck with us.
Yeah.
And I can do a couple things.
That's what brotherhood's all about.
You can do more than a couple things.
All right.
I will throw my 175 pounds at them like you've never seen before.
That's going to do it for this segment.
Hold on. It's Christmas, buddy.
Oh, God. Well, the last time you gave us one of the greatest gifts ever.
I still have it.
You're going to have to read this.
Merry Christmas, you fucking assholes.
Merry Christmas to you. I can't read it. Kevin and Mike, I see that.
Wishing you moments to share, blessings to enjoy, and a beautiful holiday season, and Nick's dick in your ass. What does that say?
There's no butt plug on this one. I think it's my only
thing. What'd you guys do for us?
Well,
guys.
You got to use them at Nick's store, though, when he's working.
Yes,
this was.
I have mine in my mine is my wallet.
Last year's Christmas present. Yeah,
that was a hard one to get there, buddy.
I wear that with pride. I carry that with pride. That's no joke. I carry it with. Thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Seriously, you guys don't have to do that. You're family. You guys are family, man.
Those types of gifts, because I know you trusted us enough to give them, and I know it's half. I get it. I know it's half a guy gift, but to me, it's. I take it very seriously.
It does. It means a lot. It really does mean a lot.
It means a lot because there should be more people that have them.
Correct. Well, we should live in a world where we don't need them.
Again, that's your world, we shouldn't need them.
Yeah.
Do you have to be labeled as a straight ally or just
let them be? You guys do you.
Right.
Guys do you.
You do that's you, the world I'll do you me, and to. Nick will do you. And,
and on that note,
Mike's going to just keep stirring the pot all night long, buddy.
On that note, before I get raped.
If you like it. One more caffeine and you'll be good to go.
I raped you already.
We'll be right back, everybody. And that's going to do it for season 3. Kicked in the bucket.
That was a blast.
I don't know how
so
to.
So much fun.
I really don't know how to quantify all the stuff that we learned. You know how we usually close this show with what do we learn? I don't even know what to do.
What has your suffering taught you?
Oh my gosh.
That's generally how we close every show, but I mean.
Well, that's a good question. So let's close with that. What has 3 years of the Suffering Podcast taught Mike Feliz?
There are people out there that are just as fucked up as we are.
everybody
goes through some kind of suffering.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you're going through it, you don't know that other people have gone through your suffering, but other people have gone through your suffering too. Don't be afraid to talk to someone about it. Don't eat those feelings. Talk to someone. You think you're bigger than some things. There are things in life that are bigger than you.
You know what it's taught me? That there are some of the strongest individuals on the planet that we are fortunate enough to have in our studio week in and week out. And they tell some amazing stories, and their stories give me a lot of strength.
We have people that we could now call family.
This is true.
That are very, very strong people. And it's amazing that they come, now they're coming to us. We used to have to go out and get people.
Mike, we're getting low on guests. Yeah, we need to get somebody.
Do you have a landscaper or anybody?
So that's going to do it for this episode of the Suffering Podcast, and that's the finale of season 3. Thank you all for joining us. Don't forget, go to popple.com for a digital business card. Put in the code TSP20 for a 20% discount. Follow us on all social media. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Clapper.
Fans only.
We're only fans.
Only fans either way. I never get that right.
You look at Mike's feet. And don't forget.
Next season.
Oh, next season.
Start off with a bang.
Next season. Next week.
It's gonna be
we start season 4. It is incredible. Trust me when I tell you.
It's a don't miss episode.
Don't forget to follow us on. Don't forget to follow Mike at Mike_Feliz. Follow me at Real Kevin Donaldson. And of course, follow the Suffering Podcast. We will see you for season 4.